Voices from the Frontlines, is a show about people trying to make social revolution, which means people on the front lines of the battle. It's not primarily about people who are thinking about things or talking about things. It's about people who are doing things.
This is Eric Mann. You're on with Voices from the Frontline on KPFK 90.7 FM. To open the show, we're going to have four band members from Las Cafeteras join us in the studio. David Flores, Hector Flores, Daniel French, and Leah Rose Gallegos. As many KPFK listeners know, Las Cafeteras was formed in East Los Angeles in 2005, and they bring together many music influences, son jarocho, Afro-Mexican rhythms, spoken word, and folk music. I think the first thing I want to understand is, explain to us your own theory of music and how it evolved, because I understand it by listening, but I know there's a lot of thought behind it.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Theory of music. I think Leah has a really beautiful, like, she calls music medicine, and I always love the way she talks about music.
That's the voice of Hector Flores. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. And this is Leah Rose. Hello. I'm supposed to be the shy one. But so music, to me, is profound. It's this universal sound that needs no lyrics. It has lyrics, and those give it a storyline, but it's this feeling. It's beyond our understanding. It's a vibration. And so to me, that's very medicinal. And so when we sing, when we dance, when we play, we're using our bodies as vehicles, as instruments to share the medicine of this thing called music.
Now, I'm trying to learn more. I know, is it right to say that the Cubans use the word son about their theory of music, and you guys use the term son jarocho? Can you explain to us what the different derivations are and how you're thinking about things?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different types of, a lot of different folks who use son, right? Mm-hmm. So there's son cubano, right, which, and son basically means song, and then cubano means from Cuba. There's also son huasteco, right, which is more like northern Veracruz, and then we play son jarocho. Jarocho really derives from this term that was used in the past as a derogatory term, same way like Chicano or Spic or any of those sort of terms are used to identify a group or people. And this term really came from the mixing, right? When Africans were robbed from Africa, brought to the Caribbean, and brought to Veracruz, which was a major port for the slave trade. Right. And so there you'll be a lot of mixing of African folks, indigenous peoples, Spanish folks. And through this mixing, right, folks were identified as jarocho. Right. Like allá viven los jarochos. Over there live the jarochos. Right. But at this sort of this time and place of degradation came this beautiful music. Right. Which came to be known, and a people that came to be known as jarochos. And so today we're known as son jarocho. Right. Music from southern Veracruz that has a powerful history behind it. And that's what we play, music inspired by son jarocho, right? It's storytelling music.
Well, that sounds great. And then it's Las Cafeteras. You have a new CD called It's Time. Mm-hmm. So why don't you give us an example of From Theory to Practice?
Let's make it happen. Praxis.
Right.
Like the compañero Freddy said, man, let's praxis this.
What's the first one you're going to do?
We're going to do this song called Movement Time, which really talks about the solidarity of people of color, specifically African, Black, and Chicano Latino folks since 1810. There's a lot of, so people talk about this Black and Brown division. We actually like to highlight the fact that we've been working together for a long time.
That was great.
History books got it all wrong, so I come to you with this song. In 1810, con el gran grito de pasión, se levantaron con razón. Black and brown, fighting together on the day I'll always remember. En el 5 de mayo, con el grito de gallo, black, white, and brown, bleeding together on the day I'll always remember. Because you see, my people, we don't surrender. So just in case your history books got you guessing, we'd like to kick y'all down with a little history lesson. Also ran south, which led black folks to freedom with Mexico right there to receive them. In 1910, it was Mexican men, Pancho Villa and Zapata, fighting for tierra, libertad y techo, with Adelitas on the front lines, with bullets across their pecho. 1946, it was the Mendez family that first fought against segregation in schools, because
drugs, pushing us out into gangs, wars, and drugs. And get pissed off when we become Crips and Bloods. Pachucos, traviesos, folkloristas, bomberas y poperas. Jaraneras in the heat, jaraneros with a bomb beat. Talking about what's really going on in our streets. But see, in the 60s in Oakland, California, Black Panthers organized for answers. In New York, the young lords were fighting against wars aimed down with native rights with no shame in the game. The Stonewall Rebellion remained true for the rights of the LGBTQ. And Brown Berets in L.A. learning how to fight, doing what's right. But in the campus of California, Filipinos were the first ones to lay down the boycott, screaming in solidarity, Isang Baksak! One rise, one fall, you come for one, you come for all. But see, today, Arizona and Alabama, they don't play, popping out racist lies like it's made out of clay. Well, I stand with Emmett, Trayvon, Oscar, and Bell, with my compañero Mumia held in a cell. Tell you, I'd rather be blind than to stay quiet in the day while my people are hunt like prey. Cause my ability to breathe is directly connected to my ability to see that it's not about me, never was, never will be.
Yes, sir.
It's about we. It's time to move, y'all. It's movement time.
Wow. That was pretty amazing. This is great. So I get to do this show and just get to listen to you guys. This is fun. That was Hector Flores, David Flores, Daniel French, and Leo Rose Gallegos, Las Cafeteras. That's very politically conscious. And it's been hard. I mean, it's been very hard lately because a lot of the more hip-hop and the earlier efforts at more revolutionary music has been very heavily co-opted.
Yeah.
It's very hard to still have a lot of attention to the quality of the music, the thought of the music, and then trying to be politically clear.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys figure that out?
You know, we talk about, I'll share first, is Hector and Daniel always has good words to say. You know, when people ask us, like, are you a political band? We say, no, we're not a political band. We're a real band. Talking about real things.
Right.
You know, we talk about immigration because my parents were immigrants. We talk about, you know, police brutality because I was beat up by a cop. You know, and so these are things that are very real to us. And also a lot of us really formed our identity from an understanding of who you are. There's a saying, to know who you are, you must know who you were. And so that's very real for Cafeteras as a group and as a group of organizers. Frenchie?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like that famous quote, like, if I can't dance, I don't want to be part of your revolution. And I think for me, you know, the dance floor is the judge. You know, let's dance, let's just be human. And in that exchange, let's see each other. And then we can start knowing each other, and then start talking, and then start talking about our dreams for the country and our dreams for ourselves. You know, and I think that's like part of the spirit. It's our experiences, and it's the grit and grime of LA and what we've been through. But it's also like the fun, and that like we're alive, like we're not dead, like we survive. Our ancestors brought us here, and they survived so that we could move things forward. And so that's a gift. So it's, you know, it's time to celebrate, and it's time to move. You know,
that's real.
And then at this point in history, I'd also say, I'm glad you're dancing, but are you really part of the revolution?
Right.
Because there's too many people here who are dancing away from the revolution, so you got to get them back in.
and I would say that part of the revolution is dancing, so I think we're saying similar things, you know?
And I think, hi, this is David Flores. a big part of that, right, is like we had a few folks that support our music that said they've been trying to quote-unquote politicize that their younger nieces and nephews for such a long time, and they were never able to bite that justicia hook, you know what I mean? And then one time they brought a Cafetera CD to them, and they're like, hey, have you heard this band Las Cafeteras, you know, like, I think you'll like them. And this is coming from younger people, right? And so we really feel like our music is a bridge that kind of brings people to kind of understand their experience and feel good about sharing it, you know, and dance at the same time, right?
I think that's great. And I, you know, one of the things that I've been doing a lot of work on is talking about people about reframing a revolutionary conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of words
right.
that we used that have been now told are bad, like political, like revolutionary, like politically conscious. It's like, well, if you're politically conscious, it can't be great music. No, you have you heard Paul Robeson? If
that's
you're
real. Singer, mm-hmm. That's real.
You know, I mean, come on. There's a whole tradition of great revolutionary music, and You guys are doing some very interesting stuff. So where do we go from here? What's your next? What's the next act in this play?
So right here, this next one right here is called Chuchumbe. It's actually a fairly recent song. The storyline to this is generations old, but it's actually a song about persecution and repression of the African indigenous community during the Spanish Inquisition. You couldn't sing this song. You couldn't hum it. You couldn't play it. And so we play it today, and we wrote our own verses to it. But it's actually, you know, it was made famous by this group called Chuchumbe, and we pay homage.
Good.
And when this song is out to everybody who believes in freedom and, you know, and reading banned books in Arizona. Here we go.
Leah Rose Gallegos on the feet.
Wait, wait.
That was, and the boots. That was pretty good. Wow, this is wonderful. Oh, I'm hosting the show. I forgot. I'm just sitting here saying, well, what are you guys going to do next? Okay.
Well, Eric, you know, if we could take a second, we want to invite people out to, we have a show coming up the first Saturday in July. It's 4th of July weekend at the Ford Amphitheater, and it's a kids show. You know, I think one of the things, the most important things for me is playing music for kids and seeing kids dance and doing, making our community centered around the future of our children, you know. So for me, it's like, it's a gift. So anyways, we want to invite everybody out. Come by the first Saturday of July. See us at the Ford, 10 a.m. And, you know, thanks to KBFK for being a proud sponsor of both that. And we have shows at the Grand Performances later. So,
and KPFK is a media sponsor of both of these events. It's wonderful, you know. Fiercely independent KPFK holding it down, and we'll be there as well.
So make sure to bring your kids, y'all.
Well, I have 3 grandchildren. I'm already planning on bringing them.
Hey, there it is.
So you hear that, Raider? You hear that, Layla? You hear that, Ava? You're coming.
We got you. We'll get your kids dancing, learn how to do some zapateado, learning about these donkey jawbones and instruments we're playing. So it's going to be fun.
Yes, sounds wonderful. That's at the Ford Amphitheater, you said?
Yes, that's right.
And what is the first Saturday?
July 6th.
July 6th mm-hmm. at 10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
And you want to get there early, too. You want to mm-hmm. get there early, find parking, and just make sure to get there on time so then we can just chit-chat. And we love to talk to folks before shows and after shows. So get there early, bring your young ones, okay. and bring the family, you know. Bring all the family, the primos, the primas, cousins. Everybody should come out. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Okay, hey, Bus Riders Union Community Rights Campaign.
Yay,
we're
going to
get out there.
Out.
We'll be there. Really? Who are your influences?
Oh, you know, that's interesting. A lot of folks ask us, like, a lot of times people ask us who our musical influences are, but for me, I think a lot of it's been organizers.
Okay, good.
You know, Lucy Parsons is a big influence.
Tell people who Lucy Parsons is.
Lucy Parsons was a woman from Texas who was Afro-Mexican, an organizer, and it was quoted that she was more dangerous than 1,000 rioters. This woman who I never heard, you know, I wish I could be able to hear this woman speak, but was able to organize creatively, fiercely, and basically instill the power in people's stories enough to the point where folks were able to mobilize their own communities against the prey. And this is in the early 1900s. And so really talking about sort of mixed peoples, African and Chicano peoples organizing since the beginning of this country. And I think she's a great model for a lot of folks organizing today. And, you know, and she's dope. Anybody else? Right.
Leah Gallegos is up next on the mic. That's how we put people on the spot.
So I first learned to sing from curanderas. And so I didn't learn words, I learned sounds. And so that's where my influence and background comes from. I'm not so much, I am sharing the medicine of the music. And so my influences are all of those, from all of those who carry the songs of the earth.
And your new medicine is talking to people about yoga. You might tell us
about
that.
Yeah. So I'm co-founder and certified yoga instructor of the People's Yoga LA. And we are an affordable yoga project. So we're bringing affordable and accessible yoga to the east side of LA. Right now we have weekly classes in Downey, Boyle Heights, and Little Tokyo. And we're also working out of high schools and offices, nonprofits, and all that.
Well, I've had about 5 very rough years of a lot of medical problems that I fought my way through. But I didn't get well until I started doing yoga very intensely. Mm-hmm. And it's magic. It's absolutely magic.
It truly is. So our goal is to share it with the east side of LA where it doesn't exist and to make it affordable.
Well, I think that's so wonderful because a lot of low-income people have so many pains and aches, mm-hmm. you know, just from working hard or... So we'll do everything we can to let people know about your work.
Yeah, all you need is your body, and we'll do the rest.
Exactly.
We're the peoplesyogala.com.
Peoplesyogala.com. You've got to be crazy not to go on that site. So I'll tell you, man. So where do you want to take this from here?
Well, we have, like, another jam to share with you.
Perfect.
We would also, you know, I think I just want to share that, you know, we come out of organizing. We come out of community work. And I think that's infused in the music we create. It's infused in the spirit that we try to bring to our shows. It's not even just trying to put on shows, but really to create spaces where people celebrate themselves and love themselves and get to know even other people so that they leave, hopefully having a little bit more social capital to go make some stuff happen when they leave, you know, during the week. I know... When I was working 60, 80 hours a week doing organizing, I was always looking for music and ways to sort of amp myself up and get recharged for that hard work. So shout out to everybody who's out there doing hard work. This next song is called Luna Lovers. It's a love song. And we feel like, you know, as much as it's time for change outside, it's time for change within. And it starts with love. It starts with loving yourself, the people next to you, your neighbors, your family, and your enemies.
Stop.
Luna Lovers.
It's that love right there.
Well, that was really wonderful. I mean, while you were singing, I was thinking, you know, I think we all know the film Amandla about the role of music in the South African Revolution. And when I, you know, joined the civil rights movement, you know, woke up this morning with my mind set on freedom. Mm. So as soon as you got there, you were singing.
Mm.
And I think I was just thinking of you all coming to more marches and leading some more singing.
Oh. And I think that's one for us. I think we look at examples in the past, and there was an organizing strategy in the movements of the past. There was a communication strategy, and then there was a cultural strategy. And for us, we're really working with other artists and really envisioning what it's like to be sort of artists on the front lines. And what for us, it's really important. We're not here to be entertainment for the movement. We are the movement. And how do we make sure that artists, you know, whether you're printmaker, sticker maker, poet, you know, musician,
yoga instructors,
all folks, how do we envision a world, and how do we create a cultural front that really promotes and moves forward the vision for social justice in this country?
And how do we invite people to tell their stories? I think that if there's anything we're about, it's inviting people to tell their stories, because we're trying to tell ours, you know. And we've been silenced and erased so long, you know. I'm also a Mohawk, and you know, we're talked about like we don't exist anymore, like we existed 200 years ago. So I think the most important thing, if we could say anything to everybody listening right now, is tell your story. Take a pen, a page, record even your story on your phone right now while you're driving. You know, what's something important that the world needs to hear about? Because it's in that we'll see that we're not crazy, that we have things in common. We have common dreams, fears, pains. And through that, that's the beginning of how we start working together. We start saying, hey, you're a human, I'm a human too. You know, you got problems, I got problems too. You got dreams, now let's build them together, because that's where it's possible.
That was the voice of Daniel French, and we'd love to keep you guys for the next half hour, but really, I think we've just scratched the surface of this musical conversation. It's been beautiful having you on the show.
Thank you.
And this was David Flores, Hector Flores, Daniel French, and Leah Rose Gallegos. We'd love to have you back actually very soon, because this is pretty thrilling.
Yeah. I think we can have many conversations around this. Thank you very much.
Okay, take good care of yourself.
All right, yeah.
Thank you.
We'd like to invite folks, if you want to check us out on lascafeteras.com, or you can listen to us on iTunes. And definitely come see us Saturday, July 6th at the Ford Amphitheater. Bring your kids, and we'll hang out more.
Lascafeteras.com. You got to check them out. Thanks very much. We're going to take a short break. It's been beautiful having you. And we'll be back very soon.
Adios.
Ciao.